football rivalry at any level, any level. So if you get high school, college, NFL, JUCO, anything, you know, what are your thoughts there? Obviously leading into this Texas OU type of discussion.
Well, when I watch the Cowboys, it's me against my sanity. For me, the answer to that question is Alabama-Auburn. I've never been to that game, Pat. I don't know. There's something about that game. It just seems like such a holy war down there. And, you know, and another thing I think that makes that game so big is there's not professional sports down there. And so, you know, it's college football, you know, just 24/7, 365. You know, and I don't know. For me, it's Alabama-Auburn. Army-Navy is always a special one for me. It's a game I always take time to watch at least a little bit of. Michigan, Ohio State's up there, obviously being around here, Oklahoma, Texas is. For me, the answer to your question is Alabama, Auburn.
You know, it's interesting. I heard somebody talking about this, and I guess I'm kind of the opinion, too, that, you know, really for years, Alabama's run that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really, you know, to the people within the state of it is. See, I didn't have that listed, and I know how important it is to, you know, particularly the Auburn folk. Alabama sometimes, you know, kind of passes it off a little bit like, hey, look at, you know, it's Tennessee or somebody else.
Yeah, kind of throw their nose up at them. Yeah.
And all of that. I see where you're coming from. I did not have that one. I'm old enough, you know, that Craig, I'm curious when we get to Craig on this, but I let me hit with mine. Craig, when Army-Navy meant a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, with national rankings. I mean, I can remember watching even before Staubach, you know, and then obviously with his group that went down and played Texas in the Cotton Bowl and all these sorts of things. And to me, Army-Navy, and, you know, sure, it's some of the luster has been knocked off of it from what it was back with, you know, Pete Dawkins and you know, all those old-time guys and everything. But I still got Army-Navy. Now, to me, Matt, I had Georgia-Florida ahead of Alabama-Auburn.
Interesting.
Because, you know, maybe it's because of my dealings with the Gator Bowl people or
okay.
some kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's
a neutral field aspect.
Neutral site, yeah. Yes. And, you know, the you get into that part of the world and in the world's largest cocktail party, it's always had, even though it's always been an all-SEC thing, that to me is the SEC, it's the eastern, southeastern version of Texas and OU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
I can see that.
And let's divided go to Jacksonville stadium, and party
bordering
you know,
states.
Yeah, and right. all that. I, you know, the Michigan Ohio State game to me, I had down there, and then one that is goes up and down. It's kind of a little bit of a down cycle, guys. But SC Notre Dame.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, let me ask you this, Matt. Did you list any Dallas games?
You know, it's interesting. I'm sure there are still some rivalries in the NFL, but Pat.
Dallas-Washington is, if we're talking NFL, yeah. that was a great rivalry. It really was. Now it's lost its luster, right, man?
Well, here's what I would say. I don't think it has for fans, but I think with free agency and players that don't often stick around with the same organization, coach, I don't know. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, like, for example, when Craig has asked me this before, as a Dallas fan, which team do you want to beat more than anybody else if you got to pick one team? For me, it's still Washington because I go back a ways with the Cowboys and you know, the Washington rivalry. Not that I really care for the Eagles or the Giants or the Niners or the Packers or anybody, but for me, it's still Dallas and Washington number one for me as far as being a Cowboys fan.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When I think of great NFL rivalries, I mean, Packers-Bears leaps to mind. A lot of those matchups out of the AFC West, Raiders-Chiefs. I mean, Pat, you've dealt with that. You know all about that.
One I had written down was one of them. I had Dallas-Washington. I was curious to see whether you said Washington or Philly. You know,
for me, it's still Washington.
Yeah, I could see that.
It is. I think for people younger than me, it might be more Philadelphia, but for me...
Well, I can tell you one older than you, Skip always hated Philly.
Is that right? Really?
Oh,
that's interesting.
Philly's the one that
Philly more than Washington.
And part of that is recent years, I think, more, you know.
Coach Landry versus George Allen.
Yeah,
you know,
George Allen was not particularly fond of the Cowboys.
Right,
To say the least. Yeah. Check out some of that old video. But no, for me, it's Washington. But what I'm saying, Pat, is I don't know... Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't sense that rivalries in professional sports are what they used to be. Am I wrong about that?
Well, you know, it's been a while. Now, I've told y'all this. I remember when we went to the Dolphins, the first time we played Buffalo, there was a Texas OU flavor to it.
Well,
you know, because
both
years,
organizations were good at that time.
The Bills and the Dolphins, both.
You
know, when Buffalo was going to all those Super Bowls, you know, with Shula and Levy, you know, and Marino and Kelly, I mean, that was a high-stakes ball game that, you know, that might have determined who went to the big game and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But there was, Matt, because it was divisional because you played them twice.
Yes,
obviously.
That's right.
There was a different feel to it. There was. I don't know, you know, and like I say, the ebb and flow of professional athletics with free agency and, you know, coaching changes and all this kind of stuff. But there was a different feeling to that when there was.
I think,
there really was.
Craig, I think it's fair to say there's probably still a different feeling. Like, you know, when Steelers and Ravens, I mean, they, you know, obviously don't really get along that well. And I think there's a different, darn sure, a different feeling.
Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
That's what I was going to say, Pat.
For a long time, it was the Browns.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, right. that's a throw rocks at the bus.
But it changes. Absolutely. You know, that's changed because the Browns have been down for so long and so forth. But Army-Navy, back to college, to the question. Yeah. Army-Navy, I mean, I'm reading here, first met in 1890. Army trails the series, you know, 61-53-7. But Army's won four out of the last five, you know, in that one. But like Pat said, just, I mean, even though, you know, one school might be down or whatever, might not be as relevant as it was back in the 40s, still, because of all the cadets, it just makes it such a big deal, you know, and as a...
Absolutely. You know, without a doubt.
Part of the armed services, it just makes it a big deal every year. I still think OU in Texas is a huge deal. It has lost some of its luster in recent years with Texas being down some over the last decade. But you talk about hatred. Just go to an OU Texas game, you know, especially back in the day. And I think that's what Pat is getting to with Army Navy, or you're going back to, you know, Green Bay, Cleveland, and so forth, Pittsburgh, you know, I mean Green Bay and Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and so forth in the NFL.
But you know, guys, and I can remember this, you know, coaching at SMU when Texas and OU had played in there, you know, SMU go to out, you know, they'd leave town to go to play, but you know, even when it was Southwest Conference and Big Eight, think about this, and maybe it's just the way I viewed it, or people I knew, it was a big deal to go to Dallas. You know, I mean, it was big, you know, in the Cotton Bowl, you know, Big Eight teams didn't really play there normally unless you played SMU. But it was in the Big Eight, where you went to play were not normally metropolitan areas. They were kind of outposts, including Norman back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, and now all of a sudden, Craig, you know, hey, we're going to Dallas, you know, and hey, if you could get a room at the Holiday Inn Central Expressway, it was like gold, or you know, and when they were throwing bottles and stuff, Craig, down on Commerce
Street. Oh, yeah, on Commerce Street, sure.
Yeah, I mean.
First time I went there, I mean, 1967 was my first OU Texas game.
Yeah.
I was 15 years old, and I mean, and it was all of the above, and the paddy wagons lining the street and so forth, Pat. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a different deal.
Yeah, different deal.
A lot more organized down there right now. They make you walk one way and this and that. I mean, it's changed a lot over the years.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.